This is TWiT.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission today voted in favor of net neutrality in the United States. The vote was divided along party lines, with three Democrats on the commission voting in favor and two Republicans voting against. In the year leading up to today's vote, a record 4 million citizens sent in comments, most of whom were in favor of net neutrality. Let's watch and listen to this historic moment.
So let me close where I began, with a shout out to 4 million Americans who took their time to share with us their views. Today, history is being made by a majority of this commission as we vote for a fast, fair, and open internet. And with that, I will call for the yeas and nays. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The ayes have it. The item is carried.
And there it is, net neutrality. Joining us to talk about today's vote is Tom Risen, a reporter for U.S. News and World Report who was in the room when it all happened. Welcome to you, Tom.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Yeah, that camera was right in front of me, actually, so you saw it from my point of view. I was sitting there the whole time. And yeah, quite an exciting vote. The Republicans on the commission were not happy. They talked for half an hour each about what they viewed were the damages of the regulation. They thought it would damage business. They thought that it would slow down innovation. But I talked to people who follow this space quite closely. They say that the technology companies have been saying that for 20 years. There's never been any evidence that it harms business or that it slows down innovation. And a lot of people from the tech industry were there. There were representatives from Apple. Etsy representatives were there. People were talking about how Netflix has helped their business. It was a real great coming together of the tech industry, and they're excited that these new rules will prevent internet providers from blocking their traffic, slowing down their traffic, or overcharging for download speeds. So all websites should have an equal chance to compete online because of these net neutrality rules.
Now, Tom, the vote today reclassifies broadband as a more heavily regulated service, of course, like the phone system. The ruling extends to mobile carriers as well, which I wouldn't have predicted a few months ago. What specifically are internet providers banned from doing under the new rules?
Well, the internet providers have to abide by these basic provisions that I mentioned, like you can't slow down the traffic of your rivals. But there's broadly, they can't do anything that that's unreasonably harms their businesses. Some people, like the Electronic Frontier Foundation, are concerned about the broad interpretation of that. But I spoke with Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, who was there, who says that he's not worried about that, that the FCC has a good reputation of not taking regulation too far. Many watchers are not concerned about the regulation going too far. But yeah, just basically, you can't block the traffic of your rivals. You can't slow down the traffic of your rivals, and you can't overcharge for them. Like a few months ago, there was talk that Comcast might be trying to pressure Netflix for paying for premium traffic speeds, and that would be forbidden under these new rules.